Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Our training camp coverage continues. Vach Lombardi joining us here in just a moment. Our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, by Rhino Shield, and by Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 5:30, LA Live at 5:40. Yeah, our hot seat is brought to you by Wild Fork Foods, wildforkfoods.com, elite game day grilling favorites. And sitting on that hot seat right now is our next guest, an absolute YouTube star. He's Brian's podcast partner. You heard him on the Cowboys draft show this year as well. It's Vach Lombardi here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, man, shouts out to y'all. Appreciate y'all, you know what I'm saying, for having me on. Shouts out to all the fans listening right now. There are some people in the chat that don't like me. F them, but salute to everybody else. Shouts out to y'all.
Yeah, F those people.
I don't know. For sure. I don't know how everybody doesn't like you, man. Your show is amazing. You're so likable. You're a tremendous host, and the entertainment is off the charts. And congrats on hitting 100,000 subs, buddy. That's a huge number.
Hey, man, I've been doing it for a long time. And when you kind of do YouTube, you're a hobbyist. But when you hit 100,000 subs, oh, it's my job. It's my full-time gig now. So I get to say I'm a YouTuber, not just some dude without a job that does YouTube on the side, you know?
Yeah, I love that. It's the YouTuber, Vach Lombardi, with us. Big picture, 1 to 10, how much do you believe that this team is ready to take a step and go win playoff games?
Man, it's early, man. It's early. Got a new coach. New scheme, you know what I mean? Superstar that doesn't have his money just yet. Dak, you know, who's coming off of his hamstring being pulled off his bone and all that kind of stuff. We just got questions. We just got so many questions. Eagles week one, tough schedule. So I'm not ready to just jump out and say, oh, hell yeah, Super Bowl right now. There are some things to be hopeful about. If Mike McCarthy pissed you off at any point, Schottenheimer's doing the opposite of what he's doing. If wide receiver two bothered you at any point last year, boy, Pickens is much better than what that is. And, you know, if you had any problems about the defense and what they were looking like, and hey, why can't we take the ball over like we once did? I know it's early, but just some early notes at camp here. The defense has said, hey, we're going to take the football away. And we're going to go, hey, you know, you just can't say that you're going to take the football away. The offense has to give you the football. Well, 3 days in, they've taken the football away a bunch. We were talking to K-9 there, Kenneth Murray, likes to be called K-9. And he said that Flew said that we need 40-plus turnovers to be good. Now, that's a lot of damn turnovers. But if you play how you practice like they're taking the ball away. So I got to believe them for now.
Vach, you and I are both trench purists, and that's why I love you. I know you've been keeping an eye on that offensive line. So what stood out to you with that group?
Let me just say this, Woolchuck. I've been watching nothing but trenches. You know, I just don't want to be the guy that's, pretending like I'm watching 90 people and I have a talking point about every single player. I think you miss guys like that. So I've been watching nothing but trenches. So I'm glad you said that. You know, Tyler Guyton is a guy that's a big question mark around here. You know, what's he looking like? You know, is he better than what he was last year? Damn, Tyler Guyton, Chuma Doga took your job last year. What's going on? Just questions. Pads haven't come on. I just want to be so clear saying that. It's not going to be official till we see those guys line up and thump people. But some of the things that Guyton was bad at, his hands, his feet, knowing where to put his hands and his feet, leaning too much, you know, posture. He's 6'7", so he has to get low without leaning forward. Just small technique things like that Tyler Guyton has gotten better at so far. Now, what we can do is say, okay, well, Tyler Guyton doesn't have pads on. The defense doesn't neither. Mm-hmm. So who's winning that exchange? Tyler Guyton is pretty much putting hands on everybody. Like if it's Sam Williams, if it's Marshawn Nealon, cool. Let's just put a note that Micah hasn't gotten his money. So when Micah comes back, then we're going to get a real evaluation from that. Go ahead, Brian.
Okay, Trench Man, tell me about the matchup then inside between what have you seen with Booker and Oso Digizua going at each other.
So, Brian, me and you always, talk about the 10-play rule. Right?
10-play rule.
If two guys are going against each other, 10 plays, how many do you need to win to feel good about that exchange? If Oso Digizua whooped Tyler Booker 10 times out of 10, I got questions, right? This whole thing came from Tyron Smith and, Randy Gregory.
Right.
If Randy beats Tyron 3 times out of 10, we can live with that. That means Tyron's good. That means Randy's trying. I was looking at the interior today. The interior whooped a lot of ass. I don't even know if I can say
you're
ass.
Good. You're good. You're good, man.
Hey,
you're good.
Yeah. So cool. They whooped a lot of ass today, right? So mm-hmm. I'm focusing in on Booker and Osa, and they got a couple of them back to back. It's looking like 10 of them. It's been a lot of stalemating back and forth.
Yeah,
it's been,
that's what I thought.
It's been Osa quick off the ball, may be beating Booker, but Booker can recover.
Right.
Or Booker getting in place quickly.
Yeah.
Osa kind of having to redirect a little bit, right? So it's not just a whooping on both sides, right? It's like, okay, it's a competitive matchup. It's looking like 5-for-5 on both sides. Now, you could say, well, Vach, Booker's a rookie. Shouldn't Osa be winning more? Sure, but that just means Booker's whooping people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So either way to go, nobody's losing a whole bunch. Like, Marshawn Nealon hasn't beat Tyler Guyton very much. You should be worried about that. Like, in pass rush department, right? You can kind of think about that as a matchup thing. But to Brian's point, Osa and Booker, they're having one-on-one
matchups
there.
That's good to hear.
That's pretty good. Yeah. One more note about Booker, if you don't mind, Brian Bros. That, you know, there's this idea about rookie size, right? These guys coming out of college and they get to the league. You may be big in college, but when you get here and everybody's big, plus, like, we're pro-level big,
right,
you don't really, you know, blend in that much. Booker, he has year two size already.
He does.
You know what I mean?
He sure does.
So, BB, he's in his year two body right now. Guyton is in his year two body right now. Booker is their size in his year one body. Tyler Smith looks better than everybody. But just as a talking point on, hey, we got the Eagles week one. Do you think Booker's going to be big enough to go in there and hang with Davis and Carter, those guys? Size would not be the problem with him week one.
Vach, are they going to be able to stop the run without a true one tech?
Hey, man, we don't know. You know what I mean? We just going to have to cross our fingers. We just going to have to cross our fingers and hope. But as far as one tech goes, it doesn't look like the Cowboys are going to have a bunch of urgency with trying to bring in one tech help. Like, we look at one tech like a super emergency. They look at one tech like, okay, we'll put Solomon there sometimes. Mozzie will be there at one, and sometimes he'll go to three tech. Jay Toi is large. He hasn't played anything but one tech. That's fine. Also, too, Perrion Winfrey, formerly from Oklahoma.
He got some snap in his hands.
Yeah.
Winfield, he does. He can, like, extend on some guy. I it was kind of interesting to watch him play a little bit undersized playing that one.
What makes me, the conclusion I can come to, Brian, is that we're not going to play a defense where your one tech has to be humongous all the time.
You're now you're talking.
So Toia can be the I got to be 340 pound guy. Right. But maybe they're going to go, okay, well, let's just be fast in A-gap. Slant the fronts. Let's do gap exchanges, things like that. So now if that's your plan, then it kind of works out for us, because Solomon Thomas, Mozzie as a I've lost weight kind of quick sideways dude, that'll kind of work out for you. But we're just going to have to wait to get those answers.
Vach Lombardi with us here on 105.3 The Fan. Look, Turpin, they've used in the backfield, but anybody else stepping up as a potential wide receiver three behind Pickens and Lamb so far in 3 days of practice?
I tell you what. And I was having a conversation with Derek Eagleson about this. We were just sitting over there chilling. And Derek was like, man, Mingo look good, huh? And I was like, yeah, he does. And the conversation led to, what do we do about Tolbert? And the first thing that came to my mind is, well, Tolbert's here, but Tolbert's like, this is contract year for Tolbert. I don't know if he's a contract guy. But you got two more years with Mingo. So if I'm the coaching staff, you say, well, Vach, do you want to put more time into this dude that you have two more years with, or this guy that we don't even know if Tolbert's going to be here next year? Then I would imagine that more of that time goes into Mingo. And mind you, when we're throwing the football to Mingo, Mingo's making the catches. Mingo's one of your better blocking guys out there. You know, so even if he's the what's our guy that used to go out there and block all the time?
Noah Brown.
Even if he's our like Noah Brown guy, cool. But the one thing I could say about Mingo is that he gives us something that's different from the rest of these guys, right? You don't want to just be so redundant with your wide receiver room. And Jalen Tolbert is basically a worse CeeDee Lamb, like a guy that you move all over the place. But if you had to put him somewhere, he's kind of a slot guy for real. Mingo gives you the I'll catch the ball and you're going to have a hard time tackling me physically guy. Like, Lamb is the yak sideways, get upfield, big play. Pickens is the downfield guy, right? So if you're looking at keeping my wide receiver room different with not a lot of redundancies there, Mingo might be the guy that's stepping up. But hey, it's only been 3 days of practice. We need preseason games to really figure that out.
Partner, I'm going to ask you this one real quick, too. I've been pleasantly surprised. I'm trying to say that.
Pleasantly
surprised by the tight ends.
Yeah. So as far as tight end goes, if you had any questions about Jake Ferguson, and it's funny, boy, whenever these contract years come, boy, people start playing good. People start running fast.
Yeah, they look good, healthy.
Hell yeah, Jake Ferguson.
Go make your money.
man, Jake Ferguson is wiggly out there. He's catching everything. You know, he ain't dropping nothing, blocking well. So Jake's right back to being tight end one. I know there were some people that had questions about Jake Willie, you know, be back to being who he used to be. Jake had a down year last year. Well, your quarterback situation had a down year last year as well. So I can imagine as long as Ford is healthy, Jake is going to be healthy. But wide receiver two, tight end two is where it gets a little weird for you, because Luke, and look, shouts out to Shotty, you know, defending his guys. He said a lot of great things about Luke, but that don't mean he wouldn't have said better things about Brevin. Brevin's taking over tight end two.
Yes.
And the thing about Brevin.
But Schoonmaker's not playing bad.
Schoonmaker's cool, but Brevin is 270.
Exactly.
And he's catching the football.
You're right.
That's the thing about it. Like Brevin, if Brevin put on 20 pounds, he could be a left tackle for you.
Sure.
Right? So now he's the guy that you get to go, okay, cornerbacks, tackle this 270-pound tight end. And the only question we had about Brevin was, can he catch? Last year he wasn't catching all that great.
Right.
Brevin's catching most things now. Brevin's toe tapping on the sideline now.
Yeah.
So you're taking away things that you might be worried about. Luke is cool, but just Brevin just beating the hell out of him. It is what it is.
Hearing CD talk about Sam Williams yesterday and then reviewing his like rookie numbers per snap, he was one of the most efficient edge players I guess in 2023. And then watching Ezeraka, what do you think of this edge room and how do you put it together? How do you fit it?
I think this edge room can be a top sack getting edge room in the league. And I know that sounds kind of homery of me, but think about 3 years ago, it was the Quinn defense and the Cowboys got 54 sacks and they were the second team in the league in sacks. Well, Michael was the number one guy. Tank Lawrence, who's not really a pass rusher, he was like your second guy. Dorrance Armstrong, who's not a pass rusher neither, for real, he got like 8.5 sacks. And last year he had 5, so that tells you what Dorrance really is. So you were able to be second in the league with your 2 and 3 guy being Dorrance Armstrong and Tank Lawrence. You know, Tank was a really good run player, but Tank wasn't blowing you away as a pass rusher. Well, now you have Mike as your one guy. You have Dante Fowler as a double-digit sack guy. Dante was on that last crew, but Dante just didn't get the reps. He just didn't get the looks. I would assume he's making money now. Dante is going to be getting those reps and those looks. And Donovan Ezeraka is early. It's incredibly early, but if he did anything in college, it's rush the passer.
Yeah.
It's 16 sacks. It was 20 tackles for loss, 60 pressures. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That is stupid. So even if he's not the rundown guy you want now, at least in your mind you can go, okay, well, they're going to find a way to triple Micah. They're going to put some kind of attention on Dante Fowler. So Donovan Ezeraka, who is a natural pass rush guy, he's at least going to get one-on-ones with some miscellaneous offensive lineman. Right. So at least that'll be better. So basically what you're looking at is, can Donovan Ezeraka be a better pass rusher than Dorrance Armstrong? Hell yeah. That's what he does. And when you watch him out here, he's a very savvy player. He pass rushes like a veteran right now. Maybe not a run defender like a veteran right now. He's still working on those things. But just as lining up and running past people, Donovan Ezeraka, who's running past people right now. You know, in camp, you can get pressure, but they're still going to say, all right, Dak, just throw the ball anyway. So you're going to see Dak throwing passes. But a lot of these times, if you look at it, Donovan Ezeraka would have gotten the sack in a real life situation. Yeah. They just threw the ball anyway. So if he's your third guy, I think this pass rush group has the potential. It's early, pads ain't on, but it has the potential to be better than their group that was second in the league in sacks a couple years ago.
Vach Lombardi, thank you so much for your time. What's next for the channel?
Man, I'm going to sit around and wait for my YouTube button to come in, and I'm going to take some pictures with that, walk around with it, get some coffee with it, you know, bring it to DallasCowboys.com, show it off, and get back to work and see if I can get to 200,000 and do some work with Crown Global Media, see if we can get that YouTube channel to 100,000. It's me and Brian Broder, so I don't doubt it's going to take too long to do that.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's already at 6,000. It's getting like 1,000 subs a day. Boom. Yeah. Ryan's out there high-stepping.
It's all because of Vach Lombardi. I'm just grabbing on the shirt tails right now.
That is true, but we're going to work.
That is true.
We're going to work. We're going to focus. We're going to compete.
Well, congrats on your success, and thanks for your insights here about the team here at training camp.
Let me just say this, man. Humbly, respectfully, appreciate y'all for having me on. I know I'm kind of visible now, 100,000 subs, YouTube, Vach, and all this, but I've been watching this show for a long time, back with Jeff and all them guys was on this show. So I just been a fan of this thing for a minute. So it's an honor and a damn privilege to be on this mug. You heard? Salute. Appreciate y'all.
We'll see you soon. Love I wish you, he was still out there next week. Vach Lombardi, an incredible YouTube channel. I think he podcasts almost every night with Broadus, right? Aren't you guys on every night, Brian?
Yep. Every night. Yeah. Every night, my man. He is like, he always accuses me of working too much, but he's up to the task. He's like, what time you want to go? And we go. So
we need to get paid. Money tosses what matters.
Our coverage brought to you by the on-time experts. Speaking of getting paid, plus Rhino Shield and Yardbird, Southern Table and Bar, and we're coming back to hit the expressway. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 5:30. Do we have a Terrence Steele update yet? We're back with that and more here on The Fan. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time to hit the expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. Big day of Cowboys training camp, and Brian Broaddus is on the tennis courts now with the very latest in analysis of practice. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up here in about 5 minutes at LA Live in 15, so it's right around the corner. Anything new? I guess we'll have to find out later in the week at this point on Terrence Steele, Brian, or are you still getting some buzz on it?
Yeah, there. I've not heard anything differently. I'm just kind of keeping an eye out if there's anybody that I know that might know, kind of a thing. But I have a feeling this is an MRI thing.
Okay.
And so it might be late in crosstalk. Maybe I'll come up with something by then if that's okay.
And is there a practice tomorrow or tomorrow a day off?
No practice tomorrow, boys. So you got me for the full day tomorrow.
I love that, but we probably won't have a shoddy presser tomorrow then, huh?
I think it's coordinators tomorrow. Oh. So we'll probably get the coordinators. So we'll, that'll be Flus will be, and then Clayton Adams would be awesome. The two. And then Sorensen, who's the special teams coach.
So CeeDee Lamb nearly had a scuffle today about after everything that was said yesterday. They're still getting close to it, huh? Still some tension in the plays?
Oh, I tell you what, man. The thing about it, what's happening is that you're getting like every other play is a win for one group or a win for another. And you could feel the tension because the coaches are such like stirring it up guys. So you got these, you got everybody that's, they'll run a play and then, it's like, oh, it's successful for the offense. And then the very next play, there's an interception. Now it's coming back the other way. And that's the kind of where the tension is. I don't think it's anything personal. I just think it's so darn competitive with it, with it swinging from series to series, offense looking good, defense looking good, and just going back and forth that way.
Yeah, I love the competitiveness, and I love what Dak said about this at his presser. Like, you want guys competing, you want guys intense. This is football. Yeah. It's going to happen. I do think, though, I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on this. I think it might be mostly about George Pickens, and we're going to stress that you can't fight after the plays, in hopes of convincing him that he can't fight during the plays.
Yeah, there could definitely be something to that.
Let's carry that over into the regular season with him, just set the tone now.
Like, there's not a lot of ways George Pickens won't work with Dak and CeeDee and the tight end play. They got so much good going on. But if they lose and he has that part of his game going on, I think fans would turn against him.
See, this is my biggest fear, and actually, I forgot who I was talking with about. This might have been Calvin Watkins. There was also a Tolo. There was a gentleman up in the VIP area that's like, "Hey, brought his Tolo," and I went over and talked to him. And I said one of my biggest fears is this thing goes 5-12. Mm-hmm. And I tried to explain it in a way of like Shoddy needs to have a successful first season. I mean, and successful is a winning season to me right now. And sure, if they could get in the playoffs and do something like the Commanders did, boy, that would be even better. But if you're having all this goodwill right now and feeling good, and he's trying to build the culture and all that, but you go out there and flop around and lose a bunch of games, and then all of a sudden that ask the next year is met with like, "Nah, bro, you tried to do this last year," and then you worry about the coach changing and everybody changing, and he really, really needs a year where they have success, and then the buy-in helps him build other things going on. But if they go and roll this thing and it's not a winning year, then that makes the buy-in hard for those players.
Brian, Rangers are off tonight. We've talked a little bit earlier before you jumped on with us about maybe excitement around John Gray. As a reliever last night, he was great. You know, and I think the Rangers should pursue that. And you know, it's an off night tonight. They're going to take on Atlanta over the weekend. So you know, maybe we'll see him. Continue to get those looks. And I think I'd be wanting to find him in a ninth inning to see if he's got what it takes to be a closer before we get too much farther down the road. I mean, it's not like you're taking a bona fide guy out of that role, but
right.
More than that, I wanted to get your thoughts on the real Death Valley tiff that is sparked between Clemson and LSU this week. Who has the strongest claim to this?
Well, me personally, because I'm an LSU Tiger, I would like to think that we have the claim of it, but they actually have a rock from Death Valley that they, have you ever seen Clemson before?
Yeah, they run out?
They run down the hill. Is what they call it.
And they touch the rock?
It's called Howard's Rock. And it's, Coach Howard back in the day, he's the one that had it brought in from Death Valley, California. I think is where it is. And he, so he's got this rock, and they touch the rock, and they run down the hill. It's a pretty spectacular thing to do. But, yeah, they call it Death Valley. And, but I think theirs is only Death Valley because they have a rock there. They have the actual rock. Ours places you come to it and you die. As a football team, that's what. And hopefully LSU doesn't go and die at Clemson, because LSU has been awful in these opening games. I mean, we have played some Florida States and USC's and people like that. Now Clemson, one of the better defensive fronts in the country. This will be a big time test with two quarterbacks that are both have Heisman Trophy aspirations right off the jump.
All righty, with that, it's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
All right. Here we go, 5:30. We do G-Bag of the Day. My name is Lucius Alexander. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is Lucius. Day two for this Champion Audio SEC Media Day. Savannah Avery, she's from KOMU Channel 8 Sports up there.
Get them Tigers.
Tigers.
Get them Tigers.
Stand up.
Tigers, stand up.
Y'all stand up right here, man. This dude making you proud. His name is Zion Young, and he's talking about alpha males.
You guys kept throwing around the term like alpha males in your locker room and within your team. Is that a thing, or can you elaborate a little bit more on that, what that means?
This is a quick. Would you rather date let's see, I'm gonna do an animal example. If you're in a tiger, would you want to date a cat? No,
cat.
You don't want to date a cat. You wouldn't want to. Well, of course, it's tigers. A cat. It's a bigger version of it. It's the cat. You know, it's the all around stuff.
I mean, with the class.
A cat. No, yeah, not something we bring. Nah, you know what I mean. So, that's the difference. Like, it's more so of like not in day. I mean, alpha male. Like, who? That's what we're recruiting. That's what we're standing on. Guys is alpha males. Guys is where their feet at. And guys is very vocal and want to compete. You know, and have an edge on them. You know what I mean. So. That's more so of being specific. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to date a cat. You would rather date another tiger, right? Or a lion. Something more manly.
I hope that young man has a great year and a fantastic combine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Better be dominant on the field.
Yeah. Please.
I counted 18 seconds for him to get into the cat analogy.
I think he was worried about being politically correct. I think he was thinking about, should I ask this girl if she would date somebody? You know, I think that's what he was trying to figure out, and I think it kind of threw him off a little bit.
Maybe he wasn't totally committed to it.
He wasn't committed to it, but he had the right idea. He just was not sure how he was going to get through it.
Remind me of that old East Carolina G-Bag of the Day champion we had that said, we don't want no cats.
We want no cats.
We want dogs. Yeah. So. Wow.
Got the extra bands on. All in the mirror.
Yeah.
And now, shout out to Tolo El Mero.
Oh,
shout out
right.
to you, Phil.
Shout out.
He sent me this the greatest post-match interview ever, Diego Maradona.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You got all right. So it's in Spanish. I don't know a lot of Spanish, but it's still funny as hell, fool.
sé que igual es muy pronto para preguntar, pero ¿veremos a Diego todavía el próximo torneo como campeón o no como campeón? ¿Seguiré en Dorados?
Yo con Jorge tengo una relación espectacular con el presidente. Ellos lo que quieren hacer conmigo, ya le dije que lo pueden hacer por buena gente, porque me dieron trabajo.
On one.
It's so good, bro.
Yeah.
The whole thing, man. Yeah. I listened to the whole darn 3 minutes, and it goes on for 3 minutes. Hey, how you say,
He might be the GOAT soccer player and the GOAT partying athlete of our lifetimes.
Yeah, I've seen my man passed. I've seen that.
Yeah, he would be. He'd be partying in Italy like all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with the mob. Like the Italian mob had Maradona in their back pocket, and he was like their party friend. And then he said, you know, once we got close to the weekend, I'd have to be on the treadmill for like 48 hours to grind all of the toxins out of my body to come back and play like the best soccer in the world.
Savage.
He can hang out with the mob because they don't have to worry about him snitching at all.
Right. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, but.
Otro equipo,
incredible documentary on Hulu about this guy, and he's forgotten in the GOAT conversation. It goes like Pele to Messi, right? And there's a bunch of players in between, but they say Maradona was so good at like 13, 14, 15, even before he got to Italy. He might have already been the best player in the world, like, you know, Lamine Yamal or something, but well before his 18th birthday.
That's insane.
Yeah. Beast. Maybe my favorite player.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites now after that interview. Because he agreed to the interview. Like, you know you're not in the condition to be talking about it. Nah, I'll do it, buddy. Yeah. Hit me up after the game.
Amigo, what do you need, amigo?
What do you need?
Taking a swig out of the bottle while he's doing it. Yeah, all right.
All right, so you know the security guards that be in the park, lots of malls and shopping centers and whatnot, and chilling in the cars. Every once in a while, they make a little old stroll and come back around.
Paul Blur?
Yeah, this guy right here. Yeah, this guy right here was trolling the parking lot security guard. He pulls up to him in the car and says, "Hey, man, your partner's getting beat up." Got a reaction out of him.
That's your partner over there? That's your partner over there, the white lady?
White lady,
nah. Over there, she in the same car as you?
Nah, it's a white dude.
White dude? They whooping his ass over there.
Stop it, where?
Over there
Stop
by it. JD.
JD?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Look at him.
Stop it where?
He says, stop it where?
That's brilliant. You gonna run over there like, what happened?
Yeah, that's funny to me.
That's like that prank call energy from the 80s and 90s.
So good.
Yeah.
It's back, baby, back. You guys playing that? I know you'll play that fart at the golf tournament last week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Scotty Scheffler?
Okay. Yeah. It's been sitting in my folder. I got to get it out of here. Yesterday was church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. And this Pastor Tom right here is being very descriptive when giving like a warning to kids going out there for spring break.
You're getting ready to go on spring break, and you're going to get you one of those things that string up your behind, and you're going to shake your naked flesh on that beach. You want to shake those fat cheeks on each side?
Yeah.
You heard me. I want to make sure you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Shake those fat cheeks on each side. In the name of the Father.
Yeah. Go with a fullback if you don't got the cakes. But
naked cheeks.
You got it flaunt. You know? God didn't put us on this earth with clothes on.
You got it flaunt.
Let's see. I do a combo situation. There's another pastor saying, you got to be willing to sacrifice to get your goals.
I dare you. I dare you to give up tail.
Ooh.
And commit your life to God.
Ooh.
I dare you. I dare you.
I know,
Reverend. I ain't trying to be funny, because you know what? I was in tail getting too.
Yeah, okay.
Good work if you can get it. I can relate.
Yeah. Tail getting. Let's go ahead. NBC, hold on.
Yeah. Is this Chuck Maggioni?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I always get the last name wrong.
Keep trying.
I did. Hey, I gave it a go, bro. Okay? Gosh.
Hey, Joe, want to give it a go?
Hey, Joe, want to give it a go?
Let's go to NBC 10 in Boston. Jericho Tran. Miss Jericho Tran does a Shakira impersonation.
We do not know whenever or wherever the concert will be rescheduled. But listen, for those of you who wanted to see Shakira tonight, I do a great Shakira impression. I got you right now.
La 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 la.
Not quite Shakira, but hey, listen, I'm still a she-wolf in disguise. At Fenway, Jericho Tran, NBC 10 Boston.
Jericho, you've got the mic. You could do the concert right outside Fenway. Thank you.
Speaking of shaking those fleshy cheeks.
Hips don't lie.
Yeah, that was a very unique sound from Shakira, though.
Yeah. She's a yodeler.
Yeah, it is. There you go. Nailed it.
She's a yodeler.
Yeah, I think she's yodeling.
Picture in the frame there. All righty. We got a champ. We got four challengers here, boys, and one's a combo platter. So who are you going with? Zai Young at Missouri, our champ. Yeah. Diego Maradona. Mall security guard troll.
Diego was just kind of like, this is a show that other people have done terrible interviews to.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, he's letting you guys off the hook.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Diego.
I think that would make Lucius a G-Bag of the Day champion in my mind for picking us up like that. It has been a tough week. I'll let you know.
Has management said anything to you guys?
I mean, they kind of said, you know, it was radio gold, even though, you know, it might not feel that way to you. Yeah. I think the overall vibe is it was entertaining, right?
Okay.
It was probably good for ratings.
Yeah.
Pastor you. Combo Platter, you got the pastor with the spring break warning and the pastor daring you to give up tail. Or is it the NBC?
Ice being tail getting too.
Yeah, I got a master's degree in that back in the 70s. I'm going to go with the security guard trolled, Chief. How about you?
Give me the champ.
Randy, we're tied at one, Lucius.
Yeah, champ is you.
Brian?
Let's go champ.
Bolchuk, security guard. By a score of 3-2, still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the young man at Missouri, Zion Young, explaining what they mean about the Alphas. In the Pimp Cup, here's Lucius with LA Live.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Ladies!
Is this your wife?
Yes.
Can I ask y'all some quick questions real quick?
If they're appropriate.
Yeah, sure. Very appropriate. Actually, how long have y'all been together?
51 years.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Whoa.
Same woman.
Same
woman.
Whoa. All right. Life in prison or cheat on your husband?
Life in prison.
And why is that?
Because I would never cheat on him.
I know that's right. For you, sir. Cheat on your wife or bring back slavery?
Whoa. Boy, that's a tough one.
Damn.
Oh, jeez.
Cheat on me.
Cheat on slavery me. Hurts a lot of people, so I'd say cheat on her.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
All right, big.
Too many people hurt. If you come up with something a little less than that, then no.
Oh, my God.
Cheat on me.
Maybe like indentured servitude or something.
Oh, my God, bro.
Cheat on me.
He said, well, that's a hard one.
Was that the Hulk Hogan clip?
I tell you what, I just got finished doing some yard work, and I sure do need a little help. I'll tell you what. That's crazy right there, man. Yeah. Hey, this is LA Live for July 24th, 2025. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Lady Tolos. Welcome in first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. I've been told maybe 4 or 5 times this year, 2025, we're halfway through it. I look like Marshawn Lynch.
You going beast mode?
You know how many times, like, it's not the win I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? That's not it for me, bro. That's not a compliment, dog. That's
halfway.
That's not it, bro. You want to put me in a depression? Be like, yo, no. You know who you look like, dog? Who? Marshawn Lynch. You like beast mode. I'm like, oh.
Thanks so much.
Is that what's got you on that diet?
Are you kidding me? Now, first of all, I want to thank Broadus for helping me become this beast mode size, apparently.
What?
Yeah, it's all that food, seafood Friday. Boils and whatnot.
Yeah,
got my blood pressure high as hell.
I'm always working for the line. It's the chef's kiss.
Well, yeah. It's fantastic, yeah. Bro. But yeah, apparently I look like beast mode out of here. I was told that at the steakhouse. Dude wanted to sit down and take a photo with me at the steakhouse. And then at the liquor store, my man stopped me. He's like, yo. There ain't no way. Come on.
Same guy? Wow. Two different guys.
I do not look like no.
Nothing like Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, well. Tell you what.
Tell you what.
It's almost fighting words out here. Shout out to the ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Hey, hold on. Another one for the ladies.
You got to give him that Hawk. Dude.
Yeah, hold on. How about that other one, that new one?
He won that Batman. What's the Batman?
Here's something. A recent study by Morgan Stanley. Do you guys trust Morgan Stanley with information?
No.
Okay.
I feel they're manipulating the market.
Okay. Well, they predict that by 2030, 45% of women between the ages of 25 and 44 will be single and child free.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Kiss this place goodbye.
No more. My gosh.
Kiss it goodbye, baby.
Yeah.
So
it's a ball set. Sounds like it should be a pretty good time to be on Tinder.
Yeah, or
return to get
some stocking cat food or something like that. Many women are designing lives based on personal fulfillment rather than social pressure. So there we go, ladies. There you go.
Do what you do.
You gotta
adjust.
What you gotta do.
I know Elon's convinced that if we don't all have like three kids, or the population's gonna dwindle to zero.
He wants to make them all.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, he wants to make a colony, job. Bro. Yeah.
Don't let him name them all.
Yeah. X and slash and semicolon and all types of weird names he's got going on with them joints. Mm-hmm. Hey, men calling their bros to say goodnight. You remember that trend?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, the women got a hold of it.
Okay.
And they turned it around on TikTok. Women calling their ex-husbands and boyfriends
to wish
them goodnight. And, of course, the men started doing it and start calling their ex-wives and ex-girlfriends. I got a few clips for you here.
It's messy.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
I am. I'm just hanging out on the porch, and I just called to say, you know, good night.
Well, you know what? I appreciate your vibe. I'm feeling very proud right now. I can't believe you called me like that. It's so cosmic because I'm so proud of what's going on in both of our children's life right now, young adults, period. I'll keep it simple, and I say it to our kids all the time. I'm so happy with the way Mom and I raised you guys to where you're at in your life as adults right now.
You got sentimental.
They love us.
Yeah,
they
did.
You guys are our friends, Dad. You know, Dad and I. I'm not talking when we're together, separately, or even together.
Yeah.
Echo.
Yeah.
I know.
They're special.
I goosebumps now talking to you. Let me just get this out.
It's a lot of dudes with some hurt feelings, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, my man's whole life changed around. Hey, you called. I'll tell you what.
He's been waiting for that for a long time.
He's about to light a cigarette on the porch.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a new lease on life, like Andy Dufresne.
Yes. Hate to break your heart, honey, but it's a bit.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Man, I'm surprised that these dudes aren't hitting on these gals. You know, call me up after 10 or 15 years.
What
do you want?
You right.
Yeah. I just called to say goodnight. Why? Why did you call me?
For what?
Yeah, for what?
Here's another one.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
I just called to say goodnight.
Oh, yeah, okay, great. You're so annoying. What time are you leaving? The ship to get up.
I just wanted to say goodnight.
Michael, what time is she leaving? Michael, I have to go. I have to go into surgery and get my eyeballs ripped out.
You'll get my eyeballs ripped out.
Sounds like quite a catch.
That's a Jersey wife.
Yeah.
Hard to see how that one ended.
Good stuff for you.
Let's see. Do I got a time for another one? What is this? Yeah, I knew somebody was going to hear that. I knew somebody was going to catch that vibe.
What was that?
Okay. What? Yeah, somebody's going to catch it.
Old hubba dubba doo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to catch you before you take a bath to tell you goodnight. Oh.
Very funny. Hardy, hard, hard.
I just want to say goodnight.
Hardy, hard.
Very funny.
What do you
mean? Staying up till 10.
Well, usually you go to bed early, so I just want to say goodnight.
Okay.
All
right.
Anything else?
No. Good night.
So you say you're sorry?
So yeah, you would say sorry for 25 years ago.
Did you send that check?
Remember that one thing? Yeah.
She sounded hopeful, though, of rekindling.
Anything
That's what I'm starting to hear right here, man. These men are super excited to talk to these ex-ladies that they were once involved with.
Yep.
They're being so trolled, but they are really thinking that they love. They're getting love.
Yeah.
What, Fabio?
Hey. Why are you so angry?
What? I asked you what you needed on text.
I know. Here's what I wanted to call you for. It's 8:24. I just wanted to call you to say goodnight.
What?
I'm just calling to say goodnight.
What do you want?
No, I'm being serious. I'm just calling to say goodnight.
All right, bye.
What do you mean?
What do you want?
Good night. Have a wonderful night.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
That was a bad marriage. Yeah. That one ended badly.
And her boyfriend is right there.
That was a bad marriage. Yeah.
She's putting on a show for the new boyfriend.
That's what I was thinking too, bro.
Yeah, she'll call back an hour later.
Yeah, she'll call back.
So sorry about that, Fabio.
Yeah, I had to get rid of him.
Sorry.
Oh, man. I got time for one more? Yeah, I'm going to do one more right here. I feel like this guy was on cloud nine.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Bear.
What
are you doing?
She fart?
I just sit around and watch TV with a couple friends.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just calling to just tell you goodnight.
Oh, yeah?
Hopeful.
Yeah.
What's cool? Hopeful.
Nothing. I just want it's almost about 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock. It's about time to go to bed. I just wanted to say goodnight.
You're tripping me out with this. I don't understand why you're telling me goodnight or calling me to tell me goodnight.
I mean, it's nice. Shouldn't I be nice to you? You are the grandfather of my granddaughter. You're the father of my daughter.
Yeah, I do agree. You're absolutely right. Everything you said is golden.
Oh, no.
No. Going on here. That's a very suspicious man. He's been hurt, hasn't he?
Yeah, I like the bitter lady better. I think that's
what do you want?
Would,
what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want? Don't waste my time, bro.
Yeah.
What do you want? Speaking of ex-wives, I'm going somewhere with this one. What would your go-to karaoke song be? Gun to your head, you had to sing a karaoke song.
Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky's a good one.
Oh.
Gonna see Jesus when I die. When I die, and they lay me to rest. Going to the place that's the best.
Okay.
Going to the place that's the best.
Yeah. Let's Norman go. Greenbaum, right?
This is my favorite drinking song of all time. I probably listened to it 40,000 times. 2004 to 2008. You can find Dawson playing online poker, hammered with this song on loop in the background. I'm all in.
Somebody give me another song.
Give me Billy Joel's Only the Good Die Young.
Am I tripping? Billy Joel just dropped a documentary that's supposed to be good or something
like
that?
Yes, he's got one, yes.
Okay, yeah, I got to check that out. Hey, that's you, Dawson. Sing it, sing it.
Best when I die, you might have to die. Going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up
like 1973.
To the spirit in the sky. Where I'm gonna go when I die.
Thank you for your participation. Yeah.
I'm a terrible singer.
No, you're good.
Thank
you're
you for
good.
Tolerating
you
it.
You did it. You did it. How about you, Broadus? Let's go.
Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Show Mouth, Virginia. Don't let me wait. And Catholic girls start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to bait. I might as well be the one. We showed you a statue, told you to pray, and built you a temple and locked you away. But they never told you the price that you pay, the things that you might have done. Only the good die young.
Look at Brody,
thank you, thank you,
you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. Thank you,
baby. You're grooving, man. You really hit that.
Look at you.
Yes.
Look at you. Yeah, mine is this song. You probably have never heard of this group. It's called Next. It's a song called Butter Love.
Butter Love.
Boy,
I'm looking this up.
If I could sing, I'll go to a karaoke bar and wear them out.
I'm looking this up.
I'll wear them out, bro. Let me see if I can get my Butter Love.
What is born is butter, baby.
Hey!
Oh, here we go.
I'll wear them out, bro. My panties falling.
You like my homie, my shorty. You show me so many things.
Yes.
You're so special to me.
Oh, my God. I kill them, bro. I have dudes staring at their girls like, you better not be looking at that fool. You better not be looking at that fool. Let's see. Brought that story up because there was a man at a karaoke bar in Ohio. He was a karaoke star. Like, locally, people know this guy. He can get up there and just rip it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's got a Louis bag full of songs and he just can get in. Yeah.
It's his night out.
It's his night out. You all right? Well, this man was singing Linkin Park.
Okay.
At a karaoke bar in Ohio when his girlfriend's ex-husband walked in. Walked up to the stage and shot the man right there in the back of the head mid-song.
Oh, no, no,
mid-song.
No,
karaoke
no.
Guy died singing.
No. He didn't get the weekend crash-out warning, apparently.
Carrie Crokey. God.
Died doing what he loved.
Yeah, somebody said, oh, so numb. That was a whole lot of Linkin Park jokes. Yeah, my man was 59 years old that brought the gun into the bar to shoot this 42-year-old dude. 59-year-old crash-out.
Wow. You should be wiser by then.
It's at a place called Louis Corner House in Buckeye Lake, Ohio.
It's like a good place to get a beer.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Witnesses say Hawk.
Or a shot.
Hawk.
Yeah, or a shot, yeah.
The 42-year-old guy. Yeah, they got shot. He just started singing Linkin Park's One More Light.
Yeah.
When he got popped. I'm telling you, Rob, kill him with this one. You had to mop that whole place up if I could sing. You had to mop that whole place up, bro. Here he comes.
It's Marshawn Lynch.
Let's get out of here, buddy. Let's leave. We got to get out of here.
It's Marshawn Lynch.
Nobody. Marshawn
Lynch.
We can sing. Would Girthquake sit better with you?
How many brisket sandwiches are you in on there, Lucius?
It's crazy, man. And speaking of drinks, there's another drink trend this summer. They're mixing the probiotic sodas with liquor.
Uh-oh. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, so. A little diarrhea by the pool.
Weekend's ruined.
It's going to be falling out.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
Pool's closed. Put some cranberry juice in there.
Diarrhea by the pool.
That's disgusting.
That gets you, man.
Yeah, I love it. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Lord willing the creek don't rise tomorrow. That's my time. Holla, peace.
There he goes. LA Live every night about 5:40 here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. What's coming up next, Woolchuck?
I'll hit you with some bases. The Rangers are moving on up on the power rankings. Then we can slide right into the Rose because I know Eric's got a lot to get to. That's next in the nation.